Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Deadly stampede in Israel.
We saw paramedics, CPR on kids.
Students arrested in alleged hazing death.
The blood alcohol content over 4 times the legal limit.
Disneyland reopens.
I am going to cry. I am overexcited.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. There has been a massive loss of life in northern Israel. Officials say at least 45 people were killed in a stampede at an ultra-Orthodox religious festival at the tomb of a second-century rabbi. Correspondent Robert Berger has the details.
Paramedics rushed to the scene as an annual religious festival attended by 100,000 Israelis ended in disaster.
We received information about a lot of injuries. We went to the ground zero and we started the first aid.
It was too late for dozens of people in a narrow passageway who were killed in a stampede. More than 150 were injured. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a great tragedy and said the nation is praying for the victims. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
President Biden is weighing in on the spate of police shootings and the issue of racism in this country. He tells NBC's Today Show,
I don't think the American people are racist, but I think after 400 years, African Americans have been left in a position where they are so far behind the eight ball in terms of education, health, in terms of opportunity.
Yesterday, the president kicked off a road trip to round up support for his $4 trillion infrastructure and family plans. Today, he heads to Philadelphia. Republicans call his proposals an extreme spending spree. Florida is going the way of Georgia and tightening state voting rules. The state legislature has approved changes, and Governor Ron DeSantis says he'll sign them into law.
Republicans say it's about election security.
A lot of the language we have in here codifies that executive order to keep that great election we just talked about.
Democrats say it's about voter suppression and solving a problem that doesn't exist.
And simply serve no purpose other than to keep people from voting.
One provision of the new law requires drop-off boxes to be physically monitored at all times. It restricts locations to supervisors' offices and early voting locations. Voters can only drop off their own ballots or those of immediate family. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
COVID cases are on the rise in Oregon, and 40% of patients in the ICU at Providence, St. Vincent, and Portland Medical Center over the past 2 months have been under the age of 50. Dr. Christine Stock believes vaccine hesitancy is playing a role.
Weighing that versus, you know, what we're seeing in the hospital with people here for weeks and weeks, not being able to breathe. If anybody could see, you know, what we're seeing, I think it would change their mind.
In India, grave diggers are working around the clock to keep up with the massive number of new COVID deaths. Correspondent Holly Williams is at the foreign desk.
People are dying, gasping for air because hospitals have run out of oxygen.
Oxygen mask leke aajo khada.
While on the street, those who can afford it buy tanks of it to keep their loved ones alive.
I'm just heartbroken. I just can't explain, but I get a call every 20 minutes about someone that I know or, you know, their parents or someone who's dying.
Professor Ramanan Lakshminarayan is an epidemiologist. While India's official death toll is just over 200,000 people, he believes the real figure could be six times times as high.
It's just constant. It's just constant.
And there's no end in sight. Less than 2% of India's more than 1.3 billion people have been fully vaccinated.
It's not just India. It's Bangladesh. It's Africa. There are hidden epidemics everywhere.
Seven students have been indicted after a 20-year-old at Ohio's Bowling Green State University died after an alleged hazing. Correspondent Mola Langi is in Bowling Green.
The young men were charged in the death of 20-year-old sophomore Stone Fultz. The charges include involuntary manslaughter, hazing, and failure to comply with underage alcohol laws.
Stone died with a blood alcohol content of 0.35, over four times the legal limit.
It happened last month at a hazing ritual held by members of the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity, where Fultz consumed the equivalent of nearly 17 shots of alcohol.
Do you see his chest rising up and down?
No, not right now.
Okay, and he's blue?
Yeah.
Sherry Fultz spoke with her son on the night of the party.
And he had said to me, yeah, we have a drinking ritual that we have to go to, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Three conservative justices joined three liberal members of the Supreme Court to rule in favor of a Guatemalan immigrant fighting deportation. Augusto Nunes Chavez had been in the U.S. since 2005. Loyola Law professor Lori Levinson.
The impact of this case could be great. It means that people who believe that they had to leave the United States will have another chance to argue why they should not be removed.
Five people are under arrest for allegedly shooting Lady Gaga's dog walker and stealing her two French bulldogs in February. Ryan Fisher survived the attack. One of the people arrested the woman who returned the dogs to police. Investigators don't believe the group knew the animals belonged to Gaga. The House of Mouse opens its doors to Disney fans in California today.
It is the original Disney park.
We're going to Disneyland!
Today it reopens for the first time in over a year. Disneyland officials say they are ready.
After 412 days of closure, it is incredibly emotional to finally be at the moment we've all been waiting for.
Fans, young and old, are excited.
I would want to go on a roller coaster.
Go to Star Wars because I missed it last time.
There are a number of changes brought on by COVID-19. Capacity is limited. Face masks are required except for eating and drinking. All lines for rides must be outdoors, and indoor rides cannot last more than 15 minutes. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
That chicken shortage we've been hearing about has arrived.
Get the new Kentucky Fried Chicken sandwich for
fast food executives say they're struggling to stock poultry of all shapes and sizes because of skyrocketing demand for wings and sandwiches. At the NFL draft,
the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trevor Lawrence, quarterback Clemson.
The number one pick tells ESPN.
Obviously, this is the dream for the past few years, and I didn't even dream this as a kid.
Second pick, Zach Wilson from BYU goes to the Jets. Third, Trey Lance, North Dakota State, goes to the 49ers. There's a major labor dispute brewing ahead of tomorrow's Kentucky Derby.
The workers are known as valets. They help saddle horses and perform tasks for jockeys. Their union is now fighting for more money and a new deal with Churchill Downs. Track officials say they've offered a 6% raise next year, but the union claims it's not enough. Workers are also worried the track could downsize staff to increase profits. They say if valets go, jockeys could get hurt. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Kirk Douglas' widow Anne has died at the age of 102. The couple met in Paris while he was filming Act of Love in 1954. She was doing publicity. Kirk credited Anne's business smarts and instincts with his enduring success. They had two children together. Anne was stepmom to Michael Douglas. Kirk Douglas died last year at 103. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, April 30th, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.